listener production.
Hello, Alicia McFarlane with your news briefing. There's less pressure on the Reserve Bank to increase rates next month. New figures show inflation has fallen for a second month in a row. It's now at 6.8%. Treasurer Jim Chalmers has told Parliament it appears inflation peaked in December above 8%.
This is more evidence that inflation is moderating in our economy, but it remains unacceptably high. It's more evidence that inflation peaked at the end of last year, and it's moderating this year.
ADHD will be at the centre of a new parliamentary inquiry as the number of Aussies diagnosed with a neurological condition continues to rise. It'll look into the impact attention deficit and hyperactivity disorder is having on people. Around 1 in 20 Australians are estimated to have the condition. The federal government is standing firm on its election commitment to fund 30,000 social and affordable homes over the next 5 years. It's yet to win enough support to pass the $10 billion plan, though, with the Greens calling for more money and more houses. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says negotiations continue.
We remain committed to the legislation. There were a range of amendments agreed to.
It seems a number of Aussie companies have been caught up in that global data breach involving transfer service Go Anywhere. As well as Crown Resorts, hackers are claiming to have stolen info from the University of Melbourne, the Tasmanian government, Rio Tinto and ServiceStream. To sport, the Broncos' Tom Flegler admits he's become a more consistent player. Speaking ahead of Saturday's tussle with the Tigers, the prop says he's focused on playing at a high level every week.
A bit more maturity. It's my fifth season in the NRL and the majority of our squad have come through the last 4 years together, and winning games of footy also helps.
And first they pinched Aussie F1 rookie Oscar Piastri, and now McLaren has snared engineers from their rivals. Support staff from the likes of Ferrari and Red Bull have been poached to boost the team's aero department ahead of the Australian Grand Prix.